the final pre-election campaign reports due on Tuesday the 28th, Democratic candidate Justin Martinez reported spending over $26,000 in the race, raising nearly $32,000. By contrast, GOP contender Chris Hendrickson reported spending over $3,600 and raising nearly $4,200. Martinez is a captain in the current sheriff's department. His listed contributors include County Council members Kim Carson and Claudia McMullen, former council member Sally Elliott and husband Torch, current Sheriff Dave Edmonds, Heber Police Chief Dave Booth, who once worked at the Summit Sheriff's Office, Park City Fire Chief Paul Hewitt, Park City Police Chief Wade Carpenter, and Park City Council member Andy Bierman and spouse Thea Leonard. The candidate's largest donors, Don and Rochelle Skads of Salt Lake, donated $6,000 between them. Another difference is that while Martinez sees his donations mostly from Park City and Summit County, Hendrickson's supporters are mostly from Utah Valley, including a Pleasant Grove Justice Court judge. Hendrickson currently works on the Provo campus of Utah Valley University. But he also has donations from local Republicans, $1,000 from local John McMillian, money from some Eastside residents, and a donation from a Park City police officer. County Attorney David Bricky, a Republican, reports spending over $12,300 compared to Hilder, a Democratic candidate, spending over $7,200. A majority of Bricky's listed donors are from the Wasatch Front or out of state, though the largest single donation, $2,000, is from the local Rona law firm. Other attorneys listing donations for Bricky include Greg Scordis, Peter Sturba, and Ted Barnes. Also donating are state GOP activists Val Ovison and Stan Parrish. Robert Hilder's donors are mostly local, with several familiar names like developer Rory Murphy, former Park City Mayor Brad Ulch, Dr. Robert Wynn, former Snyderville Commissioner Mike Washington, and businessmen Ira Satz and Adam Bronfman. There's also several donors from the legal community, such as Jerry D'Elia, Robert J. DeBryan Associates, and Morrison & Morrison. Interestingly, Hilder also lists $500 from Deborah Saunders, wife of Summit Water head High Saunders, and $500 from Summit Water attorney Scott Lilja. Summit Water battled with the county for several years, sometimes in Judge Hilder's courtroom. For KPCW, I'm Rick Braff.